Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's talk some baseball. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, Brandon Warren, host of Locked On Twins. He joins us here on the Lake Show. It's been a while since we chatted. We chatted a few months ago during the season. How you been, man?
Hey, we're doing okay. It's a little more fun to not be, you know, in the midst of a losing season, watching some playoffs and having some hope for next year, hopefully, but we'll see.
All right, but we're going to get into the current Major League Baseball playoffs. I want to get your thoughts on that, but I want to, you know, clearly we're going to start with the Twins. I just want your thoughts on, you know, the departure of Rocco Baldelli, him being fired, a little bit over a week ago. Were you surprised by that move? Because I was mildly surprised. Like, you can never be totally shocked because the team had another bad year. I know that there were a lot of trades and stuff like that that were done right at the trade deadline. And I was mildly surprised, though, just because I know, like, the final, like, 2-3 weeks of the season were not good. But the fact that they picked up his option, they made all those trades, I thought that he might eventually be safe going into next year, and next year will be a hot seat year.
Yeah, I said surprised but not shocked. Like, I don't know if that's talking out of both sides of my mouth, but
no, I just said it too.
With 1 year, the option exercise, and then granted, we don't know exactly when that was exercised. I mean, for all we know, it could have been during the 13-game winning streak. So, I don't know that I expected it to go one way or the other. Really, like, I didn't have a strong feeling either way, but I always thought that if Falvey was coming back, they'd bring Rocco back, and it just turns out that they were not as attached as I thought they were. And, you know, I was a pretty outspoken Rocco advocate, and it went sideways in a way that I guess, you know, somebody has to lose their job. It just kind of is the nature of the beast, and that's how it goes. So I think he'll land on his feet, whether it's back with the Rays in some capacity, or there are still quite a few managerial openings. We'll see what happens there. But surprised but not shocked. I think he deserved better, but at the same time, too, if they're transitioning to something new, something different, they want a new voice, and sometimes that's necessary.
So are we saying that he was essentially the fall guy for just the losing that took place over this? Because just this weekend, I talked to some former managers. I was with some former managers at an event. I talked directly face-to-face with Dusty Baker. And Dusty Baker told me, he was like, what the hell happened with Rocco? He's like, I don't understand that. They traded away all his guys, and then they expected him to do something with that in the second half of the year. And so Dusty Baker said to me, he was like, yeah, he clearly was the fall guy with regards to what happened there. He's like, he's going to land on his feet like you just mentioned. But when you got Hall of Famers like Dusty Baker, and I know he's not in the Hall of Fame yet. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But I talked to him. I talked to Cito Gaston. I talked to Jerry Manuel. And guys were very supportive of Rocco.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to it's a scapegoat thing. You can't fire all the players, although they did certainly try to at the trade deadline. And it just, yeah, you have to show that you're doing something. And I don't know if it's from a PR standpoint, if it's from a new voice standpoint, but I agree. It was a raw deal situation. And ideally, if it was up to me, he would have stayed around for one more year. But with that said, there's a lot we don't know about the direction of this team, too. And it wouldn't have been fair to have him stick around for another year on a one-year deal and have the team not actively trying to win to help him actually keep that job. So I'm not sure what was more fair to him, letting him go a year early or a year late. And the problem is everything kind of trickles downhill from what is an ownership group that is, has kind of hamstrung everybody along the way.
All right, so let's get to, I guess, one of the bigger questions is, who do you think are some of the names potentially that could be in the mix for the next managerial job for the Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of complicated because you don't know if they want to go the route of young manager to grow with the team, or do you want a veteran manager who's kind of been around the block, or somewhere in between. You know, we did, on Locked On Twins, we did a managerial draft and kind of had some fun with, like, likely candidates and some candidates that we wanted. My favorite candidate would be James Rowson. He's the hitting coach of the Yankees. He obviously was a hitting coach when the Twins were the Bomba Squad back in 2019. He's bounced around a little bit with the Marlins, the Yankees. But obviously offensive-minded, the team hit incredibly under his tutelage, and he's familiar with the team. I think the Yankees may be looking to change it up a little bit, assuming they're going to lose to the Blue Jays, which seems likely. And so I think he may be available, and I think he may be a really great fit because hitting, to me, is the big issue with this team right now. But if you want to go development, you've got Bobby Wilson, who used to catch for the Twins. A lot of people are going to ask about Torrey Hunter, Nelson Cruz. Craig Albernaz is a coach with the Guardians that's getting a lot of love. And my sneaky candidate, if the Yankees fire Aaron Boone, he was one of the guys in the conversation when they hired Rocco, and he was even going to be on Rocco's staff, possibly. He was looking at places in Minnesota. That's how close they got, and then the Yankees came calling. So that's the name I would watch out for, is Aaron Boone, because, again, though, they have to say, hey, we're going to try not to just be a team that's rebuilding and losing. You got to have something to kind of hang your hat on, but that's the name I wouldn't sleep on, is Aaron Boone.
But why would you, if you're Aaron Boone, why would you take this job? To go from a team that's going to spend money and is such a, you know, from a franchise perspective, one of the, you know, one of the revered teams in baseball history, that to me seems like a weird ask or fit for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, if he gets fired, I mean, he'll be looking for work. And I do think the Yankees are going to be...
Willie? I mean, if you're Aaron Boone, you could wait for a year or so.
You could, and that's exactly right. I just mean, if they've already entertained the notion, and if he was coming to possibly join the Twins after 2018, which was one of the most miserable seasons I've ever covered, and I'm sure you remember it as well, with Logan Morrison and all those guys. That was a tough year, and he was still willing to come.
I was just winding down my final year in Kansas City, and then I got back here in 2019. Yeah, so I missed you guys by then.
You missed out, and you really didn't. Though. That was the most miserable team I ever covered. That was worse than the 103 loss team in 2016. It was the vibes were so bad, and he was still willing to come then. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his contract situation is as far as a buyout or if he's got years left that they'll have to pay him for. But I just think that's a name to kind of keep an eye on if they want someone more established to lead a group of young players. But if someone's looking for like a Doug Minkiewicz, you know, not somebody who's anti-analytics, but is definitely going to manage as much on gut feel as analytics, I'm not sure Minkiewicz is that guy. I just think, you know, he was fired by this same, you know, Derek Falvey a few years ago. I don't know if there's bad blood or anything, hard feelings. So we'll see, but I don't think they're going to go with a real old school type of manager. I think it's still going to be someone who's going to do platoon advantages and that sort of thing. So it's going to be fun to watch. Bobby Wilson, though, recently backup catcher that I enjoyed covering in 2018, one of the few bright spots. I think he's also a sleeper to keep an eye on because he just announced in the last day or so that he's leaving the Rangers who he had coached for. So that could be a fun candidate too. Great, great, great dude. And backup catcher. Everybody loves those former catchers as managers. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We're talking to Brandon Warren, host of Locked On Twins here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, with, you know, all the talk surrounding Joe Ryan and the way things went in the second half for him and will the Twins look to trade off some more stars, what is your take on Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez? I mean, Byron Buxton said one thing already during the season. Like, what do you make of those specific names? Because I don't want to trade anybody, and I definitely don't want to trade Joe Ryan. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Joe Ryan's take or his thoughts on being with this team are right now because he seemed a little bit frustrated in the second half, clearly.
And understandably so. Yeah, my fervent hope is that all three of those guys are back next year. And when I think about Buxton, it would be so unfair to hear him talk about his commitment to this organization and then to continue trading guys away. If you go into next year with Ryan and Pablo at the top of your rotation, you've got Buxton, you've got hopefully a bounce back from Lewis. Luke Kuechel looks like a nice player. The rest of this division is not that difficult. The Royals are pretty good. The Guardians are pretty good. The Tigers blew a huge lead, and they're, I would say, pretty good. I don't see any reason. The Twins don't have to go out and spend $30, $40, $50 million to contend in this marketplace. So keep the guys you have, maybe add a few guys. You know, they're going to need to build a bullpen on the fly, but I still believe in the talent on this team. I might be the last man standing on that front.
Yeah, I think you might be. Our bullpen's crap. Like, this team is going nowhere with this bullpen. They got to go out and add arms. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I think there's a few guys. I mean, I think they have options of bringing back some guys. You know, Caleb Philbar, Danny Coulomb are going to be fairly cheap and they can get outs. But it's going to come down to bullpen. I think they have enough starting pitching options. They have an offensive, you know, a framework of an offense. You're going to need a bullpen. But if you're going to try to build a team and you need something, you want it to be a bullpen because bullpens year in and year out are pretty volatile. You know, we've seen how valuable they are. Go back to Kansas City as an example. But Tampa Bay builds a bullpen on the fly all the time. San Diego used to. They've kind of changed on that. But if there's one thing I want to be going into a season building to make my team good, it's probably a bullpen. So, again, I hope this is a moment where we look back on and say that this guy here, and that's me, was the last man standing on this group of Twins players. I still think it's there if they build properly.
Yeah, they got the one issue that we truly have not been really good at is just developing those arms. We've acquired arms and put them in the bullpen, but in terms of like developing from within, we haven't done a great job. Actually, the guy that we probably did a decent job after we just saw that he wasn't a starter was Louis Varland, and now he's, you know, in Toronto. So we'll see how all of that shakes out. When the Twins don't make the postseason or they're bouncing the postseason, I know you continue to watch all the games in the playoff series, but is there like a certain team that you root for here in the 2025 Major League Baseball postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I can't watch a baseball game between two high school teams without wanting one of the other to win, just based on my competitive nature. So I would love to see Milwaukee do it. I mean, by proxy, they're the Twins' not only closest team, but the similar economic situation, similar structure when the Twins were building teams 20 years ago was a lot like this. You know, young, great players, you lose your stars and you just keep rebuilding. And then Seattle, obviously I'm still a Jorge Polanco fan. They got Mitch Garver, and I would like to see Seattle or Toronto, either one getting out from the AL would be great. And I would love to see Milwaukee slay the beast of the Dodgers. So Milwaukee against either Toronto or Seattle to me would be just such a fun World Series. And I would love, love, love to see Milwaukee take it home.
Yeah, I love watching and seeing what Seattle's doing. And they're up right now. I think they're up 6-1. I do want to say that, you know, a lot of times in sports, I don't like some of the bigger markets. I know in baseball, you know, we look at payroll and stuff. I love the Dodgers, though. I got to be honest. And people can call me a fraud and all that. Because the best player that we have been blessed to watch is Shohei Ohtani. I love Mookie Betts. And Clayton Kershaw is just when you got all-time guys like that, I like, and this is going to be his last go-around, I like to see guys go out on top, and it is an opportunity for Clayton Kershaw to go out on top.
When you talk about a team that spends a lot of money and you talk about the Dodgers, you also have to talk about their player development because they're constantly churning out good players from their system in addition to signing guys. It's a top-tier outfit, top-tier organization, and really their main issue is keeping starting pitchers healthy, which that's a league-wide epidemic, so it's not like they're anything unusual. There's a lot to admire about the Dodgers, even if you aren't a big fan of all the money they spent.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Brandon, man. Take care. We'll talk to you real soon, and if I don't talk to you before the holiday season begins, happy holidays to you and the family. How old are the kids now?
8 and 2, so a little bit of a gap there, but they're wonderful. Just love it. I love being a dad.
That's awesome, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Be good.
All right, that's Brandon Warren from Locked On Twins joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.